in the morning.
So 13 minutes after 8 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature, which is a pretty interesting one. And for our feel-good story this morning, we are going to be chatting to 22-year-old UCT student Athra Fakir, who has recently come back from the Indonesian International Leadership Camp, where she spent a few weeks. Muslim students from different parts of the world joined this program to learn about leadership, communication, strategic management, and other skills. Athra joins us online now. Athra, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, firstly, tell us a bit more about the Indonesian camp that you participated in. Who was it organized by, and how were you selected to go?
Okay, so the camp is hosted by Al Azhar Youth Leader Institute, also known as ALI, and they're part of Al Azhar University in Indonesia. And I found out about this camp through a friend of mine who went in 2016. She told me a bit about it, and she said, like, I'd be the perfect person to go. So I applied, and alhamdulillah, I did get accepted into the camp. But the camp is done by students in Indonesia, and they filter out the applications, basically. So that was the process of going. Muslim Youth South Africa is an organization in South Africa. It's mostly Joburg-based, but they send some of their students as well. And I wasn't affiliated with them at first. So as I came back, we had a meeting, and yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. Now, you know, in terms of this journey, what opportunities, you know, did the experience bring about? What did you learn through this experience?
The camp brought a lot of personal growth. Among everything, it was the growth that I experienced. In Cape Town especially, we are really privileged. And even when we complain about the, you know, the load shedding, or we complain about water, or, you know, tariffs, all of those things. In Indonesia, things are so different. The lifestyle, everyone is humble. They don't have as much as we have, and yet we complain that much. So their toilet system is completely different to ours. They can't drink from the tap at all. Their food is different. They are quite a poor country, or at least the part that I stayed in. They are quite poor, but their whole life revolves around Allah. And there's so much barakah in their time, everything that they do, in how they speak to each other. It's a completely different environment, and their whole lifestyle is just, there's so much barakah in compared to South Africa. So going into a situation where you have to squat to use the toilet, or you have to have plain white rice for breakfast and lunch and supper, that really teaches you that we literally have so much to be grateful for, and we're not grateful. I don't think we are. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, bringing together youth from different walks of life from all over the world, you know, were there any commonalities that you found with other youth during this experience?
So we had classes for about 5 of the days, from early morning till the evening. And for that long, students obviously get a bit irritated, they get frustrated. And when it was situations like that where the students all felt similar, everyone, we all shared the same concerns. So I think the countries that were there was Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and India, and obviously South Africans. And we are so different in the way that we speak, the way that we look, and even our kinds of hobbies. But when we shared our similar concerns about the camp, or we gave feedback on what we were learning about, it showed just how similar that we are, despite living like worlds apart. So just thinking back now, I can't really think of the differences between us, because it seemed like we were one class. We were all like the same.
All right. Now, what are you currently studying, Athra? And, you know, what are your aspirations once you've completed?
So I just finished my degree in social work. It was a 4-year bachelor degree. And inshallah, next year I plan on doing my honours in clinical social work, substance abuse.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, go on.
And so I, it's sort of part-time. Well, the lectures are part-time. So I plan on working in rehab centres and, educating the youth about drug abuse as well.
Having said that, you know, how do you perceive the many challenges that are facing our youth, you know, in today's day and age, you know, when it comes to issues of gang violence and the social ills that we have within our communities, you know, how do you view them?
I think the challenges in South Africa are almost advertised to young people. So when you think of drugs, drugs are advertised to us through music, through movies, through social media. Alcohol is advertised to us. It's basically promoted that if you want to live a good life, you want to have fun, you need to be engaging in these kinds of acts, in alcohol, in gangsterism, in drugs, and in antisocial behavior, basically. So I think changing our mindset of what we feed ourselves in terms of social media is a challenge that we kind of need to overcome. We need to understand that what we listen to, what we look at, is what we feed ourselves, and how that will affect how we internalize these kinds of concepts. And
You know, camps like the Indonesian International Leadership Camp, you know, would you advise others to perhaps try and get an opportunity to go to be part and engage with camps like these? You know, ultimately, what did you take home from it?
Yes, definitely. I think from this camp specifically, it's not for the faint-hearted, but I think it's an important opportunity for growth. If I had known before the time what the camp would be like, I probably wouldn't have gone. Mm. But now, having gone through all of the camp's activities and learning about the culture and just experiencing a completely different setting with different people and a different lifestyle, coming back home, like, I realized how privileged I am and how different things are here and how I need to make a difference to my own community, because... in comparison to Indonesia, the lifestyle is so different there, and you kind of want to bring that home to South Africa.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Sure. Any final comment from yourself this morning, Athra?
Not that I can think of. I don't think I can put into words just how great the International Indonesian Leadership Camp is. I think it is something that everybody has to experience for themselves, even if it's a camp similar to that, or traveling abroad to a foreign country where you live with the locals and not just like the touristy lifestyle.
All right. Brilliant stuff. Well, Athra, thank you so much for joining us this morning and, of course, chatting to us. We do appreciate your time and all of the best for the future.
Shukran so much.
Only a pleasure. And that was UCT student Athra Fakir speaking to us this morning, having come back from the Indonesian International Leadership Camp, and of course sharing her experience with us.